After the Texaco, North Dakota, were you back on the Maryland again, or did you have some time off?
Well, I had some time off. As I say, I'm a little bit rusty. Through my career, there's been several ships, but there are some I've spent more time on than others. And the Maryland was one. Texaco, California. I spent a good bit of time on her until she was scrapped. I brought it over to Alang, India, where we ran it up on the beach. Very, very sad when you make a ship's last trip.
So you just run it onto the beach in India?
Yeah, Alang, India. We went over there. We anchored for 30 days. While they're trying to decide the disposition of the ship, I think there was some interest on the part of the government that they might want to take the ship over, but in the end, it was sold to an Indian broker for scrap. 30 days on the hook. I'll tell you a couple interesting things about that. As soon as the ship changed hands, the new Indian owner came on board and he said, "Chief," he said, "I have an unusual request for you." I said, "What's that?" He said, "We'd like for you to gather up all the beef and the reefers and throw it overboard." I said, "Well, it's your ship, but you know, we're going to hold some back. We're supposed to, you know, we need to eat till we actually run it up on the beach. That's because of the religious thing with the beef." So we did that reluctantly. We were also running out of fuel, so we had to steam to what's the big port in India? For some reason, it's escaping me.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
No, we had to go there for fuel, and I remember it was a terrible rain, a monsoon. One of the chief engineer's responsibilities is you're responsible for bringing on fuel. And I remember I'd never seen rain like this in my life. We got it aboard, and it was the thinnest oil I'd ever seen before. I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to burn it. So I remember calling the captain and saying, I've never seen oil this thin before. And he said, "Well," he said, "we're going to have to burn it. Our lights are going to go out." So it burned fine in the end. We went back to Anchorage, and then
Anchorage,
off of Alang, okay. Off of Alang, India, and we did the running aground. That was interesting, because by the time you get to that point, the ship is very, very light. Not much of the propeller in the water, and the object of running on the ground is you want to build up as much speed as you can to drive it up as far up on the beach as you possibly can. So they kept calling for more and more RPMs, and I remember calling the bridge and telling them, "I can give you 120 RPMs. I said, but it was shaking so bad back in the engine. All the stuff is falling down on us. I said, we are supposed to live through this, aren't we?" So they cut it back a little bit, and they were happy with our positioning when it was a ground. They were happy where it ended up. But as a member of that crew, I can remember it was very sad, you know, saying goodbye to everybody and being on that ship for the last time.
So how long had you been on the Texaco, California for?
I'm going to guess that was my first job as chief engineer. I joined her over in Lisnavi, Portugal, and she was at the end of her shipyard period. They had some work to finish up, but there was some unrest amongst the workers. Apparently they weren't getting paid, and morale was pretty bad, so they shifted us from dry dock over to a slip where they could put the finishing touches on the ship before it left.
And this was in Portugal?
In Lisnavi shipyard, Lisbon, Portugal. Yeah. And
what year was that?
I believe that was 19 I'm not sure. I can probably...
Early 80s?
No, it was 90s.
Oh, by then we're the 1990s?
Yeah.
Okay.